We have just a few moments to pray for the sick. I see we got a little sick girl here, a lady in a chair. Now to my most precious brother, sister. Please do not misunderstand me. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But God, when I die, let me go back there. Just let me go to that place is where I want to be, wherever it was. I'm not trying to be a Paul that was caught up in the third heaven. I'm not saying that. I believe that he was just trying to encourage me, trying to give me a little something to push me on, my new ministry coming up. Would it seem irreverent if I read something here just a minute? Would it be all right? One of the nation's leading magazines, Billy Graham. Dr. Billy Graham invited to this on the front page of the Afrikaans Times, February 15, 1960. The writer for the article, who was a Muslim, Muhammad, thinks that miracles should follow the preaching of the gospel of Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. We quote, it is this Christ promised his followers when he said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, even greater than these shall he do. Has the church ever done the works that the attributes of Christ in the Bible? Can it today? Can any of the church distinguish to perform even half the miracles performed by Christ, not to say greater works? Can you, as an individual, renowned advocate of the Christian life, to raise the dead to physical life? Can you walk on the seas? Can you heal the sick and give sight to the blind? Is not this according to the above-mentioned era set forth of the Muhammad, or the test by Christ brief followers as the statements of some were in your belief? Much to the Mazablan article is plainly one misstatement after another. They discredit this Muslim, but he was right. But here's what they had to say. The best answer to which to read the Bible and to know the Koran. The Koran suffers suffered by the comparison. The claim of Mohammedanism is outstanding and outpacing Christianity. Is pure bombastic, bombastic, I suppose. Imagination. The writer, nevertheless, has touched a vital point regarding miracles belonging to the church. But here again, we doubt the writer's sincerity. For who could point out and could dispute the miracles done by Reverend William Brown before the Muslims in South Africa when 10,000 received it, Christ the Savior? Under the ministry of William Branham, at Durban, South Africa, and elsewhere throughout the world, or to T.L. Osborne in East Africa. Of course, we stand 100% for Billy Graham. We talked the part of question is of no value. This part of question is of no value. But in the midst of every bit of it, we called me, said we were fanatics. We didn't know what we were doing. They had to witness in their own paper God did do it anyhow. God just as much God today as he ever was. You might not think that they don't believe it. They don't see it. This isn't here. It isn't down in the corner. The hundreds of thousands of people sitting there watch that. When you've seen that crippled, afflicted boy come there, the Holy Spirit tell him about his life and things and what took place. And there and see 10,000 Muslims lay themselves on the ground flat and accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior.
Amen.
We still got T.L. Osbers and so forth that still feed cheap food.
Yes. Amen.
I guess Brother Osbers hasn't had been down amongst the Muslims yet. They claim they're so predominant. But we still have a God who can deliver the sheep from the lion, can deliver the sheep from the bear.
Amen.
It done me good to know that they have to ride it and recognize it. Well, they think they don't. They walk away and turn their back and said, oh, them days are past. The Muslims said, oh, the whole Bible then is past. You're all wrong. You're worshiping a man. A man that died, and his name was Jesus, and he died long years ago. And there's no such a thing as him being resurrected. But they couldn't say that at the driven meeting.
Amen.
There he stood doing the same thing that he did. It proved
him.
Now, even the denominations has to come back. The very person that wrote and told me that I have to retrace my teaching on the Bible was the one who had to write that in their paper. God will make them praise him anyhow. That's right. He'll make them praise him anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
Got a little sick girl sitting here. That's your child? What's your trouble, sister? Ma'am, brain hemorrhage. No, yeah. 4 years old. Or is it from Marengo or somewhere down? Peel. Is this the girl? Here? The only one thing, mother, can just save the girl. That's God, you know. I'm so glad of that. Have you been not prayed for, Brother Neville? Since Brother Neville went out and prayed for her, she's gotten better. You'll have shepherds that know sheep food. What's your trouble, sister dear, sitting in the chair there? Yours. Cancer. Well, if I just asked you something, maybe right here, how many years been healed of cancer? Raise up your hand. Look here, sister. God is the healer, we know that. If I told you I could go down there and take that hemorrhage off of the girl and make her well, I'd tell you wrong. Or I could take the cancer off the woman. But I know one thing. There was a bear, a cancer, a tumor, a blindness, and even death grabbed some of God's sheep one day. And I went forth with the power of God.
Amen.
I slew him and brought that sheep back.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
We go forth today, not with any great something so-and-so. I go forth with a plain little slingshot of prayer.
Amen.
He'll bring her back. You believe that, don't you, sister? You believe too, don't you, sister?
Yeah.
How many of you believe with your heart now?
Amen.
Now you bow your heads while I go to pray.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Of the Word of God. I lay my hands upon the Lord.
Just told me these people were very, very sick. They'll be all right. It's okay. God's promise never fails. We go after them. They've got a baptismal service system. People must go. We're going to have service again tonight. Is there anyone here that could not come tonight but want us to offer prayer for you now that cannot be here tonight? Would you come right here then? You that cannot come tonight, I'll have more time for my prayer line tonight. They got to baptize these people. You got a little boy. Yes, brother. Thank you very much. Sorry if I read it after a bit. Or, thank you, sir. Now, if you just give us just a minute or two longer, we'd have the service for the baptism. I know you want to see it. And those who are wishing baptism this morning, well, you the ladies go over here to change their garments, and the man go over on this side. And then while I'm praying for these sick people, then you may be making ready for the baptismal service. And those nights that, not tonight, I'll try to run a little prayer line tonight, right away as soon as they come in. And we're going to start in the first book of Ephesians tonight. And we'll be very happy now to have you in, if you have no church to go to. But if you have your own pastor and church, then you attend your precious church where you support. If you that have to go and are going to leave at this time, God bless you. Be with us again when you can. We'd be happy to have you. Will you be praying for you, brother? Thank you, sir. The rest of you, while you bow your head a minute, we want to pray. Father, I thank thee today for the little shepherd slain, the prayer that brought the lion to his knees, and the little lamb was jerked away from him and tucked back to its mama and daddy. I pray for our brother. I ask that you will bring him safely in too, Lord. May the blood pressure and troubles of his body cease. I go after him, Lord. Bring him back. In the name of Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Going down, I see a whole little blind boy. One more thing I'd like to say. I was having very sick. I was vomiting, and I thought, I don't want you to miss this if you can. I thought, God, what would I give if I could hear somebody stop outside? My wife would say, Billy, there's an old gentleman here to see you. Here come in a little bald-headed fellow with the gray whiskers hanging around his face. He'd walk in and say, "You're Brother Branham?" I'd say, "Yes, sir, I am. My name is Simon." Put his hand over on me, look at me a minute, say, "You're a believer, Brother Branham?" "Yes." "It'll be all right. Simon Peter of the Bible." How I would appreciate that. He wouldn't have to say much. Just put his hand on me, it'd be all right. And then what come to me, by God's help, by God's grace, there's tens of thousands of people do the same thing if I come to them. And I thought, Lord, let me get to everyone I can then. Let me just, I thought of Simon and just Paul. Some of them just come in and say, "You Brother Branham?" "Yes." Put their hands over on me, look at me and say, "All right, Brother Branham. Just walk out. I'd get well. I'd be all right." Sure, I said, "Boy, my courage you pick up right then." I'd say, "I'm going to be all right." "Yes, sir." And there's people who believe that same thing today. And that's what I'm coming down here to do. Lay hands on you. Ask God. I want to go to this little boy, sister, just a minute. He's real blind. How long has he been blind? Ever since then. Hi, big boy. Oh, you're a mighty blind. Oh, gracious God. Beyond the reach of doctors, at the birth of this little boy being born blind.
Hallelujah.
And we can't see this beautiful, lovely little boy. And the enemy, before the little fellow had a chance in life, jerked him beyond the reach of the doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm coming out of this morning, Lord. This is a slingshot of prayer.
Man,
oh my God.
meet the enemy, the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I claim the boy for God.
Amen.
I claim his sight for God. Giving him back that what Satan robbed him from. May he have it in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be. My sister dear, why don't you have one step out that the little boy is going to be all right? You want to bring him back here to the church and show the people he can see.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I accept it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord Jesus, the name, this little one that we have offered so much care for. But this one I come for. In the name of Jesus Christ, packing this little slingshot that you gave me, you help me with this, Lord, by your power, take them out of the mouth of death, out of the mouth of death itself, raise up the dead after the men went out dead and raised the dead and cold. I come after this enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring her back to the altar again. So be it done for the glory of God. Lord, I bring her in the reach of this little sling. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave her and never come back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe it,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, this little girl, we're so glad that it's not a husband of
yours,
but regardless of what it is, it's still your reach, Lord, and I've come with a little sling of faith in the stone. My precious stone with all the strength that I can throw it. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
May we get to mark.
Yes.
May our sister be well.
Oh, thank you.
I do this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's thy work.
Hallelujah.
As this young mother and her little offspring, little ones that she wants to meet over yonder on the other side of that glorious land that was just spoke of. And the mother won't live till the little fellow. And here can the little fellow live on without your help, without coming with this swing. With all that the strength and the aim that I can take at the enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I slain this enemy.
Yes.
They shall be well for the glory of God. In the name of the Lord,
hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad. Well, that ministry then was a great ministry for one of the people. It was only if you worship people.
Oh,
our Heavenly Father, Satan has jerked this little mother beyond the reach of the doctor's office. They can only sling a drug out that way, Lord. They'll only tear around and around. Hardly make her know where she's at and then she's who she's worth.
Amen.
But coming with this swing shot of faith.
In the name of Jesus.
With a stone direct aim. To zero in on the target.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll take this miracle from
you.
For the glory of God.
Oh, yes, it's so.
Hallelujah. Dear Tom, Brother George laying there dying not long ago. See what a faith did for him. Now he's got rheumatism, Lord.
Yeah.
We realize that they could get his cortisone or something that would kind of ease the pain, but it won't take the thing away. So we aim this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
May go home and be well.
Yes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
How you did. Oh. Yes. Did you hear all? Just beyond the reach of mortal kin.
Yes.
You believe her in the Lord Jesus? I see a beautiful woman over there. You'll be young again forever. I know you want to live now to his glory. You want to ask you up?
Well, I'm reading from my son.
Your son.
He's been around over 2 years.
Can't you find him?
He's asking.
Oh, he can be wrong.
And my grief.
Grief stricken.
I'm grief. Yeah, grief stricken. I'm grief stricken. And I see that if it's God's will, I'd like to turn to the head space. I can never be happy with the
Lord. Listen, dear, I'll choose to be here. Is she here today?
No.
Right, you can. Well, she's going to tell you what happened just beyond your breath here. That precious boy waiting for you. You'll be young like him. Lord, just let
I don't want to go through
it. Dear Heavenly Father, life's race has been run. There's not much more left than her precious boy just across the river. He could only look back and say, just as he did. He's waiting for the folks.
Be born again. On that Mohammedan boy when he was standing there. There's his picture. The camera won't take a line. There he's standing there. One leg that much shorter, about 14 inches than the other one. Standing on that iron shoe. Said to him, I said, you speak English? Oh, sir. Couldn't speak English. The interpreter said he don't speak English. How long have you been that way? The interpreter asked him, since birth. Can you move the leg at all? No, sir. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I said, I'm a Mohammedan. I said, will you accept Jesus Christ if he'll make you well? I will accept Jesus Christ as my Savior if he'll make me well. If he'll make that well, that leg come like the other, you'll accept him. I will. Oh, God, what will you do? This is the next thing. All questions are answered. Brother Mike, that's a feeling. I'll wait just a minute to see what he was going to say. I looked around and seen the boy going walking along like side of the walls like that. I said, how many of you Mohammedans will accept it? There's a Mohammedan boy. Look at him. Stand him up there. I said, you doctors, you want to look at him? There he stands. Oh, you know where you're at, then. You know where you're standing. Nobody. There he was. I said, well, cross this way, son. And they've done it. Here come. Shalom. Shalom. I said, look like about 12, 14 inches shorter. Like that? Yeah. I said, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can make him well. Will you Mohammedans believe it and accept him as personal Savior? There's thousands of those black hands went up at you like that. Well, Lord, now's the time. I said, Heavenly Father, if you ever answered, answer me now. This is for your glory. This is for you. I pray you make this boy well. I just prayed over him like that. I said, take off your shoe. He looked at me real funny. Interpreter, I said, take off your shoe. He unlaced it because he done seen that vision what was going to happen. He took off that thing when he took it back. Walked over there to me, both legs just as normal as both of them walking like me. I said, you want to walk back and forth? He started crying. Like that. Going back and forth, you didn't know what to do. Walking like that, he said, oh, I said, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, man. Jesus, Jesus. I said, is there any questions? Any questions? Julius Stadscliff, how many knows him? Brother Stadscliff's come here to church. He just went to Germany.
Yeah.
Said, just a minute, Brother Brandon, just a minute. To bring this to talk to him, I can get a picture. I said, Walker, stand your shoe here. He stood like that, took the picture of the boy there, both legs just as Mohammedans, straight. They could be there sitting in those shoes and braced like that. And I said,
how many of you Mohammedans now reject Mohammed as prophet and believe Jesus to be the Son of God and accept him as your personal Savior? 10,000.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They don't want to, they try to keep it back.
Because we're holy rulers, because you see. Just the same, God's a moving, placing his church. He's doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even do or think. He's just as much God tonight as he ever was. So, little friends, let me tell you something right now. My darling, precious people, you here in this land and the others in tape lands, which will be overseas and wherever you are, don't be afraid. Everything's all right. Father God, before the foundation of the world, knew everything that would happen. Everything works right along. You love him? Keep your heart right. And remember, when this breath passes from this life to you old people, or to you young people, and you mothers, when you see your little babies, that little girl baby died when she wasn't 8 days old or 5 days old. She'll be a beautiful young woman when you see her. That old grandpa was all so stooped over, he couldn't hardly see where he was going. When you see him, grandmother, he'll be a fine, handsome young man, just as young as about 20 years old, just in the splendor of youth, and he'll be that way forever. You can touch his hand. You can shake hands with him. You'll throw your arms around him. But he won't be hubby. He'll be brother. Oh, my. He'll be so much greater than hubby. You think you loved him? Sure you did. But that was filial. Wait till you get agapo. Wait till that real divine love catches and then came on him. This here just is like an old smoldering dump. It's no good. There's nothing to it. Only thing I advise you to do now is this, my friend. A little later on, would you like for me to pick up them other two chapters sometime? Lord, I got to rest just a little before Chautauqua. Now, I can't preach these things in that meeting. There's too many different beliefs. See? This is just church alone. See? I can't preach. I got a right preaching here whatever I want to. This is my tabernacle. See? And I'm telling you, now I believe them people are saved. Yes, sir, I truly believe. But oh, how much more it is to walk when you know where you're walking.
Yeah.
I must know just to know what you're doing. You see, instead of staggering, stumbling along, let's just stand right up in the light and walk in the light and know which way you're headed. That's true. The Lord be with you. And if each one of you in here now has not been positionally placed, you might not be nothing but a housewife. Well, you say, Brother Branham, I never done a thing in my life. I'm not a preacher. Well, maybe God brought you here to raise a family of children. Out of that family of children may come another family of children that'll be a preacher that'll send a million souls to Christ. You had to be here. You're here for a purpose. Did you know that? Well, you say, all I ever done was hard across these old clouds, and I take out early evenings, didn't know how I make my kids a living. I looked at the poor little fellows with no shoes on. I sat and cried. I got an old bug in me and Ma went to church. Don't you worry, brother. You just keep loving him. He's got a purpose for you. You just stay right the way you are. Just go right on. See? You might not never preach a sermon, but you might be the great-grandfather of one that'll do it. Did you know that God credited... let's see now, what was his name? Levi. To pay tithe. When he was in the loins of Abraham, when Melchizedek met him, how many know that?
Yeah.
And let's see, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Levi, which was father, grandfather, great-grandfather. When he was in the loins, in the seed of his great-grandfather, the Bible credited him for paying tithes to Melchizedek. As a little Englishman got converted over there one night in England, he said, I am so hoppy. I am so hoppy. Yes. So happy to know that that is true. And some glorious day, I don't know when that day will be, but if that was a vision, I don't say I was here. I remember, always bear this in mind. May the tape holders do the same. Whether I was in a vision or carrying away in the spirit, I do not know. But it was just as real as I hold my brother Neville.
Amen.
Just as real, and I could look and talk to those people, and there stood my first wife. She didn't holler at my husband. She said, my darling brother. There stood a girl that I used to go with years ago, perhaps some of her people sitting here, Alice Lewis from Utica. Very fine, royal Christian girl. Got married a little late in life and had her first baby and died in childbirth. Alice Lewis. I walked into the funeral home this year. I just got in home. I heard she was dead. I walked down there. There was nobody in the room. I said, is there a woman here, Mrs.? Her name was Emmerke. She married a fine Christian boy, and she was a fine Christian girl. I've been with that girl everywhere, all kinds of places and everything. You're just kids, 18, 19 years old, everywhere. Fine Christian, never know nothing about it but genuine Christianity. I was a sinner. But I would go with her. I walked into her, and her husband, a born-again Christian, real man. And I didn't know. I know she was dying. I see the paper. I went down, and they told me. I went down there to Coots's, and I said, have you got a Mrs. Emmerke? He said, Billy, she's right in the room there. I went in there and stood there by the side of the casket. I thought, Alice, I've been in the darkest of dungeons. I've been over dark roads. You and I have walked together down through the roads and down across the river when we used to have the old showboats. We'd sit down and listen to that Galappi play. Up and down the lane. What a lady you were. How I thank God for your life. Rest, my dear sister. Rest in the peace of God. And the other night in the vision, there she come running to me. She said, my blessed brother, and threw her arms around me. Brother and sister. It's changed me. I can never be the same no more. It's so real. It's just as real as I'm looking at you. Just that real. So there's no fear. I may die before the night's over. I want to raise my little boy back there, Joseph. I want to see him in a pulpit where I can take this Bible. When I get to a place, I see Joseph in a pulpit preaching as a young man, filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed with the Spirit of God upon him, and I believe he'll be a prophet. The day when I saw him 6 years before he was born, you remember me telling you he was coming? Remember when I caught him right there outside the altar, not knowing what I was saying, dedicating babies? I said, Joseph, thou art a prophet. The other day, standing out in the yard, he come into me and he said, Daddy, has Jesus got a hand like yours? And I said, well, yes, son, why? He said, I was sitting on my bicycle watching for Sarah, that's his little sister, to come home from school, sitting out there, I won't let him go out on the road, just sitting back like this. And said, I was looked up, and so when I did, there's a hand like yours, with a white sleeve holding over me. And said, it went on up, said, was that Jesus' hand going up? I looked at the mother. Mother looked at me. We went out to Miss Woods's, where she's at, sitting here. We cross-questioned him back and forth in every way we could. It was a vision. We saw it. And I can see the time that little Joseph standing. I hope I live to see him married if Jesus tarries. I'm an old man, the gray whiskers hanging around my neck here. I want to send 2 or 3 more million souls to Christ. If I possibly can, it's my determination to preach the gospel to every corner of the earth.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So help me God out of it. So, and I can see that time come, Brother Mike. I can look at the time, Mama, Needy, I call her, my darling. See, we're getting old. See her hair turning gray and just going away, fading away. Rebecca, I'm so grateful for her, Rebecca. Her music teacher told me the other night, said, my, if she keeps that up, Brother Graham, says, hard to know what she'll do. See, going on in music. I want her, and I want Sarah on the organ, Becky on the piano. I want Joseph in the pulpit. And I can see that happen, and me and Mama can stagger in. Me on my old cane some night, come down along the road. I can look in there and see my boy sitting there, anointed with the Holy Ghost,
amen,
preaching the same gospel. I want to take this old book and say, son, here it is, it's yours. You stand with it, don't you compromise
amen
on one word. You stay right with it, honey. Don't care, I don't care who's against you, who's against
amen.
God will be for you. You
amen
preach every word just the way it's wrote in there, and Daddy will see you across the river. I like to reach around and take her in my arms, my wife, and cross over Jordan. Until that time, God, let me stay on the field loyal. Let me, I don't care
amen
what cost is or how many, what I do or this, that, or let me stay loyal and true to the word of the living God, that when that day come, I cross over there and I look across and say, there you are. Oh, my precious friend, my precious brother, my precious sister. Young preacher, get into the field. Stay into the harness. All you young preachers and things, don't you sit around. Don't you just sit and do nothing. Get out there and win a soul. Do something. Get on, get moving. Don't stop, young preacher over there. God bless your heart. He reminds me of when I was about that age, I guess, and maybe a little younger than him. I was only about 20-something years old and I laid that cornerstone there. I remember I used to wear a blue coat and a white pair of pants and stood there and laid that cornerstone about 31 years ago. See how old I was. I was just a boy. Instead of laying that cornerstone, I haven't compromised on one word. I've kept it just exactly the way I laid that cornerstone. Yonder's my testimony laying yonder where I wrote it out on the fly leaf of the Bible and tore it out and laid it in that cornerstone, and she still lays there. May it be written on the pages of God's eternal word in heaven. Let me stand true unto the end. Let us bow our heads now just a minute for prayer. In the closing of this night, the closing of this one chapter, which is not justified, You ought to have the other guy goes ahead and places the church in this place. I'll get it to you sometime, God willing. I've got to get just a little rest now before going to the Chautauqua yard to another big meeting there, across over from that Oklahoma. I want you, Reverend,
for we realize we can't, this is not playing church. This is calling the presence of Almighty God into this little building. Now you see where I stand? There's 150 people here. I've said this before, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and as many as 500,000 at one time. Where they're sitting there with atheists, unbelievers, infidels, snake handlers, and everything else. He won't fail. Now he's got to prove that he's the God of the Bible or he isn't the God of the Bible. And if he is the God of the Bible, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he can tell this woman what she's here about, I've never seen her, or tell her something she knows I don't know nothing about. If he can tell her what she's here for, like he did the woman at the well. If he can explain to her something that she knows, if I don't even know her, and she don't know me, then here we are standing here for the first time in life. Surely that would shake you so hard that all the fog would go away from you. May he grant it, is my prayer. Now, the lady that's here to be prayed for, I want each one to breathe now. Now, not knowing the lady, I would just like to talk to her just a moment, as our Lord did the woman at the well. Just in order to contact her spirit. Now, we are probably, we've never met before, but yet the Lord knows you and he knows me. If he could tell me what you have come here for to ask me about, something that, as you know, and I don't know nothing about you. Now, if he's sent you here and brought me here to maybe can explain to you or he can speak through me and tell me what you come up this platform for, would it make you believe him?
Yes, it
would make you believe him. Now, see, the audience said they believe. Now, here we are, ready for something to happen if God's still God. The same thing that Jesus Christ did. Well, I can see the lady now. She wants me to pray for her eyes. She's got something wrong with her eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that wasn't a guess.
Thank
right.
you, Jesus.
Her sight's failing her.
Jesus.
And she wants to be prayed for her eyes. That's the truth. That's right, wave that handkerchief to him, sister.
Praise your name, Lord.
I never see her before in my life. What did that? What did
thank
that?
You,
she seems to be a nice person.
Jesus.
You think I guessed that? All right, we'll see.
Lord, we praise your name.
Now, lady,
Jesus.
That the all suspicion might be taken out of this church from henceforth, that when Brother Revel preaches that Jesus Christ is same yesterday and forever, that it might be known by this pulpit that Christ Jesus manifested his glory and proved it to be so. Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I see she's, her eyes is going bad. It's astigmatism. That's in her eyes. Then another thing, she's got something wrong with her. She's had an operation of some sort that's made a great scar of tissue. She isn't from this city. Neither is she from this state. She's from Kentucky. That's right. And she's got a daughter she wants prayed for. A little girl about 8 or 10 years old. She wants prayer for that daughter because the daughter's up for an operation.
Thank
that's
you,
the Lord. Say it the Lord.
Jesus,
that's true or not? Was that true, lady? If that's true, wave that hand.
She's
only
6 years old.
The little girl. All right? You believe that God can tell me what your name is?
Yes,
if God, here, I'll tell you something else. Here comes a man standing by the side of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's your husband.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's standing right back here.
Thank
right.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
He's also needing healing.
Oh,
got rheumatism. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name is Camper.
Thank you.
That's right. And you're from Kentucky. Go back down to Kentucky and receive. Take that handkerchief, lay it on the child. Leave it. What did he do? He touched that high priest. that one that can be touched by the feeling of our son. Now, he is God's own witness, his own glory. All right. I believe you're a stranger to me. I don't believe I know you. God knows you. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is or what you want, whether it's sickness, domestic, or whatever it might be, you'll believe with all your heart, will you, lady? Now, here's another lady that I do not know, and she does not know me. We're total strangers to one another. This is our first meeting time in life. But if the Holy Spirit can come present, come in here now and tell us something about this woman. Now, to heal her, I could not do that. God did that when he died at Calvary. If she's a sinner, I cannot save her, because Jesus did that. That's already finished. But he can come in the presence of his being to show that he is still alive and his works are still real. To make it real to us. If we can believe it. If thou can't believe it. If you can just believe him, that's faith in God. Don't doubt. Now, somebody's feeling good, just that's all right. I was going down through the state of Kentucky the other day. I heard a man come up through the bushes screaming. I said, is that man, what's the matter with him? He said, he's just drunk and feeling good. So is this man. But he's drunk on a different day. Just drunk and feeling good. Be not drunk upon strong drink, but be drunk on the Spirit, said one. Now, this woman here being a stranger, if God can tell her what her trouble is, or something about her that she knows that I do not know, let her be the witness. She'll know whether it's true or not. Is that right, lady? Would it help you if God did that? Now, to heal you, sister, if I could do it, I'd do it, but I can't. I'm just a man. But the lady is sure to be prayed for. She's got a gallstone condition. That's right. And she's also got diabetes. That's what she wants prayed for, isn't it, lady? So that's right. Raise up your hand so that people can see. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would that help you? It would? Then, Miss Johnson, go back and take your seat and be healed if you believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you can't believe, I don't know what's wrong. There's something wrong. Don't you see the sunlight is shining? That's the same thing as Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
I know this man. I was his mother-in-law, sure, and I know his wife. I haven't seen him for a long, long time. His name's James Morris. But I don't know what he's here for. I don't know what's wrong with him. I haven't seen Jim in so long, but he knew me and I was a little boy. But Jim, if the Lord can reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept it as you believe and you'll get what you ask for?
Amen.
You're here for a son.
Amen.
That's a mental condition.
Amen.
You'll be healed?
Amen.
Well, believe it then.
Amen.
I know this lady. She's the wife of a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Himmelhaver. I've seen you in the store here not long ago. I have no idea what's wrong with you. I know you and know your husband. Your husband and I come up together as boys. And he studied to be a chiropractor, that's right. And I just to know what's wrong with you, but if the Lord will reveal to me, now Mrs. Himmelhaver, for the sake of Gilbert, and for his sister that I used to go with, if for their sake, if I could heal you, I would do it. But I can't, but he will if you believe now, and if he'll let you know that, of course, I know your name and I know you for a long time, but I don't know what's wrong with you. If God will tell me what's wrong with you, will you believe him for your healing? Arthritis. What's your trouble? I see you stiff trying to get out of bed at morning. That's exactly right. All right, go back home and receive your healing, Mrs. Himmelhaver. The Lord God make you well. Believe with all your heart. The Lord bless you. Do you believe with all your heart? All right, here's a lady. Look here, sister. Oh, I don't know the woman. I suppose that we don't know one another. But God does know us. Is that right? We were born years apart. But this is our first time meeting, as I know of, or you know of. This is our first. You can see her shaking her head. That's right. This is the first time I ever seen a woman in my life. But God knows us both. He knows us since we were children. He knows before the world was ever formed. He knows we'd be standing right here tonight. He knows this instant would take place before there was even an atom or a molecule. He knew it. He's infinite. He knows everything before the world was ever formed. He knows everything that ever happened. He knows every gnat, every time it batted its eye. He knows everything because he's infinite. See? And you can't confine infinite to anything. It's just perfection of perfection as well. He just arrived, that's all. See? Now, if he could tell me what your trouble is, then will you believe with all your heart?
Love.
You with all your heart.
Yes.
All right? You are suffering with a heart trouble that you won't pray for. Heart. That's right. I have something else on your heart, though. See, I caught that. See, you thought, is he going to turn me back before he says this thing? No, I'm going to tell you. You're here for our boy, your son.
Yes.
That's right. And that son's not here.
No.
That son is in Ohio.
Yes.
He's in a TB hospital.
Yes.
With TB.
Yes.
And he's not saved. And you're praying for his soul and for his recovery. Thus saith the Lord. I challenge you to test that out and see if that's right or not. That's true, isn't it, lady?
Yes, sir.
That's the truth. All right, I can't heal. Will you believe?
Yes, sir.
Then go and receive. Just as you have believed it, that's just exactly what you will receive.
Amen.
You believe with all your heart?
Amen.
See, the lights are shining. We know where we are now.
Amen.
We're in the presence of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You say, he's reading your mind. All right, I won't even look at this lady. Put your hand on mine, lady. If the Lord will tell me this way, looking this way, what's wrong with you? Will you believe it? And believe it should be healed? It's in your back. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand off of mine.
Amen.
Go be healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. See? All right. He's just the Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right? This man coming, you want to be cured of arthritis. You believe that God will heal you? Return back and get well. That's how simple it is. Just believe it. Go back to your seat and say, I believe it. All my heart, with all my mind, you get well. Leave it with all your heart. Don't doubt. All right, sir? This woman here, of course, you see she's shaking. She's got palsy. Maybe there's something else wrong. Let's see. Yes, sir, she's got sugar diabetes. You believe God will heal you that sugar diabetes, mother? Lord God, we condemn this evil thing in the name of Jesus Christ. May she be healed. Amen. Return to your seat and get well, sister. You believe with all your heart? What about you, sister? You believe? If you can believe, you don't have a prayer card. You that is sick and needy, have faith in God. If you believe it. All right? You brought that boy for healing. Then he's back. Right. He's crippled. You believe you can take it back to that heart and sort of get well and be all right? You want to give up them cigarettes and say, I'll quit and serve the Lord and do what's right? Will you do it? All right. And go. Lay your hand over on the child now while you're standing there. May the Lord God of heaven heal the child. I challenge you to believe. Here's a lady sitting here looking with her eyes down, looking at me. You got trouble with your leg. Right? You believe God can tell me who you are? Would you believe me? Miss Woolley. All right, sir, that's exactly right. I've never seen you in my life. That's your husband sitting behind you there. He's a preacher. Never seen him in my life, but that's true. You believe God can tell me what's the matter with you, sir? You got a place on your face. You don't know where it's cancer. You don't know what it is. You got a rupture, too. That's right. You want to be healed. That's true, Mr. Woolley. All right, you believe with all your heart? And go and receive your healing. That's right. What about your eyes? You believe God will make you well back there sitting there looking at me? All right, you believe with all your heart. Just have faith in God. That's all you have to do. Oh, my. It's happening all over now, if you can just believe it. It's just getting so much in here now, everybody's trying to believe. Now, do you believe that he is the Son of God? Do you believe he's the Savior? Now, is there a person here that don't know him as your Savior, and you want to be saved?
Would you want to do that? You never have received the Holy Ghost, and you want to come and be in Christ so you can be a believer? Raise up your hand if you say, I would like to. God bless you. Come up here for altar right now. Give us a little quarrel on that piano just a minute before we finish up. I invite you, come here to the altar here. Come out here, kneel down. That's it, young fella. Rise right up. Come here, little girl. Look at this little boy there. It's a little shame. You want to go over in the front? You want to come close to him? Come right on now. Come right on up. Amen. Come out right now in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's right, brother. Come on now. I want you to come up here and kneel down before the healing service goes on. Come out of here now. Get healed in the soul. Then watch what they say. So come into Christ. He's the way. I'm receiving now. How many backsliders is back over if I come up here and kneel down now? You just backslid and went away from God. Would you come right now? Come on up. This is the hour. Now look, if you turn this down, I don't know where it's going to hope for you or not. I ain't saying because I'm standing here, but I'm telling you, friends, what more can God do? This is the time. This is the hour God's speaking to people. That's right, sister. That's right, sisters. Come out. This is the hour. This is your time. You'll never be any closer to him till you die and go in his presence. He's right here proving himself alive. Won't you come?
forgiven of your sins. God, who is just and willing, there'll be water waiting. You can come to the pool tomorrow to be baptized. Now the church of the pastor wants to bring you there. Repent, everyone that is, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them and heard. God of heaven, who was with the apostles, who God forevermore, is here tonight. Now let everybody bow in prayer. Everybody just raise up your voice to pray.